minded or high tempered.
Mm-hmm. Or say somebody like that, you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
it. Yeah, I know. You're kidding him or hoodooing him. It all means, kidding and hoodooing means the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or joking.
Mm-hmm. Somebody like that just kind of gets mad real easily.
Mm-hmm. Boy, there's a lot of people that way. Mm-hmm. I've seen them.
Well, what about, say if, after you've been working all day, you say you're real
tired or fatigued,
mm-hmm.
or worn out?
Mm-hmm. Or say if somebody's in the hospital, you might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he?
Taken sick or taken for the change or?
Mm-hmm. Or say if you were going somewhere and you weren't in any big hurry to get there, you know, you might say, oh, we'll get there
in plenty of time or something like that.
Have you ever heard people around here say something like, well, we'll get there by and by?
Oh, yes, something
yeah. Like that.
And I've heard people say, you know, well, the longest way around is, you see, the longest way around is, well, as I say, there's a lot. Since I've had my strokes, I'm not responsible, so now I just can't say it. It was sweetest way home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, longest way around, the sweetest way home.
Yeah. What about, you know, if a person gets too hot and then he gets cold, you say he might catch a bad...
Well, I say he's allowed to catch a bad cold or something like that.
You know, sometimes if that affects his...
sore throat.
Mm-hmm. If it affects his voice, he might say that he's a little...
His tonsils, he's...
Mm-hmm. And if it, you know, affects the way that he speaks, you
yeah.
say he's just a little bit, you call it hoarse? Say he's a little hoarse?
Yeah, if his speech changes, he's
mm-hmm.
getting hoarse.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that talk or sing a whole lot, they soon get hoarse.
Mm-hmm.
So pump, they say he gets hoarse, you know.
Uh-huh.
H-O-R-S-E is
yeah.
to say hoarse.
Uh-huh. Or if I do that, you say I've got a little...
don't say cough, but hack.
Mm-hmm. Or, you
hack
know,
a noise.
Mm-hmm. Somebody who just can hardly hear at all, you say he's just about stone.
Well, he's just about lost his hearing. If he can't see, you say he's pretty stone blind.
Mm-hmm.
But you say he's pretty lost his hearing, he's... lost part of his hearing is hard of hearing.
Mm-hmm. Or some people are just about totally, what do you call it?
Deaf.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you start working out in the hot sun, it's not long before you begin to...
perspire.
Mm-hmm.
Or sweat.
Sweat, uh-huh. Or have you ever had these places on your skin? They're got a little white spot right in the middle, you know, and kind of red around it, and sometimes you have to mash that place to get the white out. What would you call it? You know, it's kind of a bump.
Well, I've heard say let that pus out.
Mm-hmm. Do people call a place like that a boil or what?
Well, no, a lot of them call it a pimple.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a boil, I had one on my arm. It's right here. It was a big one, and as always, the doctors won't lance them hardly ever, but you let it get ripe, there'll be the pus will be hard, the core will come out of it, and then it'll get well.
You were talking about getting a blister on your hand a while back. What do you call that liquid inside a blister? That's the...
Well, we call it water.
Or... say if somebody accidentally got shot or stabbed in the leg, you might have to take him to the doctor so the doctor could treat